Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It is time for the Republican American Report. Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American. You can see her stories in the paper online at rep-am.com. And we talk with Ruth just about every Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall.
Happy 5th of July.
Yes. How was your 4th?
4th was nice. I spent it at home relaxing, but I went on the back porch for about, I would say, close to an hour, because it was a beautiful afternoon. But you know, what I really missed was July 3rd. I was going to be at the Sharon Pharmacy for their 60th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
But with the cold dampness of the morning, my knees were just giving me so much problem.
Oh, dear.
I called up Chris, and Chris, I said, geez, I'm sorry, I can't make it there. And But I see. You made it there, and you covered the 60th anniversary.
Yes. It was a great little afternoon. Lots of people came out, and it just seems like the blink of an eye, we were celebrating the 50th, and here it is, the 60th.
That's what I said when I interviewed Chris last week. I said, it seems like just yesterday we were doing the 50th.
Amazing. And what a nice celebration, and to have a family-owned business for 60 years is just nowadays, with chains and franchises, is just amazing.
Well, so I said that to Chris. I said, you imagine really locally owned pharmacy, they're it.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and Kent has one, yes. But other than that, they're it. They're it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a strange thing to see, and a good thing to see, actually. I'm proud of Sharon and the people in the surrounding towns, because there's nothing, I mean, nothing like having a local pharmacist. It's like having a local doctor, you know?
Exactly. As people said, yeah, they know them, and the Hecoxes know them. So, you know, it's very comforting to have somebody, especially when you're dealing with medication and things like that. So it was hot dogs, hamburgers, cake, prizes. It was a very good turnout, and nice to be part of it. And we wish them well towards the 70th.
We'll turn around, and that'll be like a, well, I don't know if I, Ruth, we'll see if we're still around the car.
Exactly. Anyway, it was a nice weekend. The farmers market in Cornwall had some music. There was the cake fundraiser at the Sharon Historical Society, Let Them Eat Cake. I understand one cake went for over $2,000, which is unbelievable. The goodies were flowing, and they had the online one as well going for quite a while. So, again, that's a great fundraiser, very, very, very successful. And and again, Marshall, being out with people is just, for the first time in a year and a half, makes it so much more special.
Well, have you noticed that this past weekend, it didn't matter where you were, if you were in Great Barrington, in Sharon, in Lakeville, where there were tons of people out.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's itching to just be out and, you know, see people, do things. It's been a long time coming, so good for them. And we also covered the housing meeting in Cornwall. Housing seems to be the buzzword in many of these towns during this period, and Cornwall is no exception. They are working on affordable housing and as well as home business rules, which I'm afraid are once again being appealed in the court. So, lots of stuff on planning and zoning in these towns. We also hooked into the Siting Council tower hearing. As you know, there is a proposal to put a cell tower on property at Wake Robin Inn. Surprisingly, only one intervener spoke against it. That was it during the public comment period. Now the council has, well, it's still taking in comments for another 30 days, and then it will make its decision. But
you know, they did the balloon test, and from what I saw in that balloon test, you could not see the top of the tower from Lakeville Lake.
Mm.
At least I couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I only drove by the, when you drive by there, you can't see it because, of course, you're so close. You might be able to see it. I'm not sure. You might be able to see it if you were coming into Lakeville.
From
112. 112 on that backward. You might be able to see it there, I think. But it's actually about 100 and some odd feet high. And it's not that easy to see. I don't think it will affect property values because you just can't see it.
Well, as I say, once these towers go up, they sort of fade into the landscape. Every time we have had controversy over towers, I think of the one here in Kent. You don't even think about it anymore. You don't even notice it anymore. And God knows we need the coverage, especially for the emergency services people. We'll see what happens, but they're also talking about hooking up the tower that's already up at Salisbury School. So hopefully there'll be some decent coverage around town. It's important.
It is important, and more people, I think they're making a mistake of dropping their landlines and just going with their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to do that because I just...
I agree. Sure makes it hard to find people's phone numbers, tell you.
Makes it hard for that, and it also, the 911 portion of it. But it's today's society. Most people really, more and more, I'm finding out when we do interviews and we do interview shows, their cell phones. They're not. And even businesses are going that route. It's a really needed thing. And unfortunately, people have to understand that you need a lot of small towers to have cell phone.
And I wonder how people felt about telephone poles when they first went up. I'm sure there was plenty of controversy, and now you just don't notice them anymore. Anyway, speaking of the landscape, I would suggest people take a trip to Cornwall and see the animals in the barnyard event that the Cornwall Association is putting out. They're really adorable. There are these plywood cutouts of cows and pigs and chickens, and it's really sweet as you drive along the roadway. And you can vote on this if you they're voting, and the top prizes are $50 each for most creative and most realistic. So take a ride out and see it and vote your wishes here. Very cute idea. Looking ahead, Marshall, we have Cornwall Board of Selectmen tomorrow night. The Sharon concerts are starting, I believe.
Yeah, well, they were going to start last week, but of course, once again, thunderstorm came up.
They're down at Veterans Field, aren't they? Not.
So the Sharon concerts are starting up, and now you've got the 1-2 punch with the Sharon concerts, and the concerts at the VFW in North Canaan, the Kent Land Trust concerts are starting up also as well.
Yeah, so there's music. and the Sharon concerts are Wednesday, the VFW. Fridays, right?
Thursdays. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And this weekend, of course, there's hot doings in Falls Village Weekend with a tag sale and all sorts of things on Saturday. And then, of course, the car show on Sunday, which is expected to be bigger and better than ever. And a concert at Noble Horizons as well with Michael Brown on Sunday. So, lots coming up.
And tonight is fireworks night at Lime Rock Park.
That's right.
Because they made a smart decision. It was a little cool and cloudy. It turned into an actually okay day, but they made a smart decision. I think they'll have a good crowd there tonight at Lime Rock Park.
Yeah, I hope so. Always a fun evening. People were writing back and forth as to when it is. So it's tonight, folks.
Gates open at six. Yeah, and the fireworks get shut off about 9:20, and the refreshment stands are open. The only thing you can't do, no pets and no personal fireworks.
Mm.
Other than that, everything's wide open there. You can bring your chair, you can bring coolers, whatever. But it's a nice way, and it's a big fundraiser. I mean, the Salisbury Rotary Club had wiped out last year. There are two huge fundraisers, which was the Kentucky Derby fundraiser and also the fireworks last year.
Yeah.
So those were taken right off the map there, and so this is a big, a real important event for them.
just think of all the fundraisers that were wiped out last year. It's just amazing, and let's hope that they can recoup all these groups that are struggling to exist as it is, and to have the pandemic just take away all their fundraisers. You must give them credit for hanging on.
Yeah, and coming up with other creative way to raise funds.
Exactly.
The Rotary Club has a raffle going on that I think ends in December. But all these social service clubs and all these fundraisers are from organizations that raise funds to help locally, and that's mm-hmm. that's the important thing about it.
Kent had a very cute idea with its flocking of flamingos, the Kent Center PTA. You wake up one morning, and if somebody put your name in, you woke up and saw a flock of 100 flamingos on your lawn. people would pay to have them done on other people's lawns. I thought that was a tremendously creative idea. They could social distance, and nobody had to get together, and yet they were raising money.
There's a funny story about that. Years ago, about 6 years ago, the Sunday in the Country Food Drive did the flocks of flamingos
mm-hmm.
in all various towns. And one was put up on a property in Kent, and the people were very upset.
Really?
They were very upset. But that was before people were doing things like that. And so poor NASCAR Dave had to go apologize to them, and they took them
dear,
down and
really?
Everything like that.
That was a very clever idea, I thought.
It is a great idea, but this was way ahead before anybody was doing anything like that.
We've lessened our frustrations
yep.
these days.
All right.
Very good.
All right,
okay,
Ruth.
Well, good chatting as usual. Marshall, have a good week.
Have a good weekend. I'll speak to you next week, Ruth.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, the Republican American Report. You find her stories at rep-am.com.